Blog Talk Radio.
Chiming in, calling in today. Praise the Lord for you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing and being glad in it. We know, praise the Lamb of God, that this is Praise and Worship Day on PSM International there on Facebook. Praise God. We just praise Him all day long today as we're pursuing the promises of God. Hallelujah. As we're possessing that God has ordained for our lives and has given us. Praise the Lord and making available to us. People of God, it's our time, it's our season, it's our day. Praise the Lamb of God. And I hope and pray today that your hearts are in tune and ready to be stirred in the Word. Praise the Lamb of God as we make the prophetic even more plainer to you. Praise God. So many people are confused about the prophetic. I'm still seeing. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the prophetic really is being able to hear God. You must be able to hear God and then be able to speak on behalf of God. That's what caused you to be a prophetical person. Praise the Lamb of God. Gifted of God and download of impartation and gifts that God has given to you. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. That's all you need, hallelujah, to be prophetic. But those have to be perfected, praise the Lamb of God, in the Lord, so that you will be able, that's right, people of God, it has to be perfected. So you will be able, praise the Lamb of God, to administer the gifts in the proper way, praise the Lamb of God, knowing your boundaries, knowing also, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the accountability and the responsibility that goes with your giftings. There's so many people that are not aware that responsibility and accountability run hand in hand to those of us who have received prophetic giftings, praise the Lamb of God, and who are walking, hallelujah, empowered by God. This is a season of empowerment. What I was reading some of Prophet Dutch Pierce writings, praise the Lord, some call him apostle, I call him prophet, Dutch Pierce writings, praise the Lamb of God, and his prophecies in this season. And it's amazing to me that his prophecies and my prophecies are lined up, that this is the season of manifestation, praise the Lamb of God, and this is the season that we ought to seek the face of God, seek the will of God for our lives, people of God. We must seek his face. We must seek his will. We must seek the purpose and his plan so that we can do all that we need to do in this season in order to win people back to Jesus Christ. It's a glorious day in May. May 1st, people of God, 5-1-1-3. Praise the Lamb of God. 5 is the number of divine favor. 5 is the number of divine grace. Hallelujah. And this is Prophet Michael Shakespeare's birthday month. So you know my hands is lifted up and I'm praising God for another year of life. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God. You all know I celebrate my birthday the whole month. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm celebrating it with the Lord, kicking it off today, telling him hallelujah, thank you Jesus, praise the Lamb for another month, praise the Lamb of God, another day, another hour to be in a position to be able to do his will, hallelujah. For I found out to live is for Christ, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I don't even talk about dying, for to live is for Christ, hallelujah. That's the only purpose why I'm alive, to live is for Christ, hallelujah. Praise God. When you come to that level of consciousness and agreement in your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, your calling makes sense to you. Your life makes sense to you. Purpose starts coming into fruition in your life when you make up your mind to live is for Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you walk in the purpose of Jesus Christ. People of God, today is praise and worship day. I hope somebody's hands is lifted in the air. I hope somebody is ready to rock with Jesus today. Oh, yes, praise the Lamb of God. We got to give him some kind of praise up in here, up in here. Why? Because he is our God. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. Praise the Lamb of God. He's our help in ages past. He's a very present help. Praise the Lamb of God in the time of trouble. But what else is he? Praise the Lamb. He's our door opener. He's our door closer. He's the heart turner of men who reject us. Praise the Lamb of God. He is God. He is God. He is God. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, praise him with me for about 4 minutes here with Maya White. Jeremiah White and the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. Praise the Lamb of God, praising God with us today. God is so good. You know what? There should be a sweet sound going up to heaven. Praise the Lamb of God from all of us today. Listen, just for being alive, praise the Lamb of God. Just because you can breathe the air, praise the Lamb of God. Open your eyes and see the sunshine. You should be able to give God a praise just for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Out of all other things we're seeking him for, hallelujah, we have to praise him for life, people of God. We have to praise him for life. It's a new month. Praise the Lamb of God. May is in May 1st today, people. Five is the number of favor. Five is the number of grace. Somebody say, I'm going to get my favor this month. Favor, 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 favor. Favor is not fair, but it works for me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank and praise God for the favor that's on my life. So much favor that I was born, praise the Lamb of God, in this month. Hallelujah. This is the prophet's birthday month, and I am celebrating every day of the week, 7 days a week, 24/7, even in my sleep. I'm in celebration and giving God's praise for another year of life. Praise God. I love each of you today. Praise the Lord. You are special to me, people of God, and I thank and praise God for you and for all that you do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And being here with us and sharing with us on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, time just flies when you're just having fun, doesn't it? I am in a place right now doing this 50-day fast, praise God, of visions and dreams. Hallelujah. And God is just revealing so much in visions and dreams, people of God. I tell you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And how he is speaking to the man of God and showing me, praise the Lamb of God, the steps that he would have me to take. Hallelujah. Oh, I am just praising him for restoration in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm seeing old members come back to the fold. Hallelujah. I'm just praising God for what he's doing in all of our lives, not just mine and yours too. Praise God. God is moving, hallelujah, in the mighty way. It just seemed like when spring came in, God sprung out, praise the Lamb of God, and started doing miraculous things for us. And for this, we give him praise. For this, we give him adoration and exaltation. Hallelujah, because he is our God and our King. My. Boy, I tell you, praise God, if you can't find nothing to praise him for, praise God, hallelujah, then we need to talk to you quick, hallelujah, because you need to be just praising God on purpose because he is God. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to just praise him right now in the middle of what all you're going through. Just praise him right now. Praise the Lamb of God through whatever you're going through. Praise him right now. Because God is going to take you through whatever it is that you're involved in, praise the Lamb of God, that's troubling you, that has you bogged down, that has a weight on your shoulder. God is a lifter of the heavy burden. It's God, people of God, that gives us the oil of joy, hallelujah, and the garment of praise. I'm wearing a garment of praise today, hallelujah. That's what I'm wearing right now, the garment of praise. Because God is just so good. Boy, we're going to move to prayer now. Praise the Lamb of God. It's our prayer hour. Time to pray. And if we have a volunteer, someone who's moved to pray for us today, to pray with us today, please push 1 on your dial and join us, praise the Lamb of God, as we seek God's face. Hallelujah. For the sick and shut in, as we intercede, boy, oh boy, for all of those, praise the Lamb of God, still praying on that Boston situation. We're praying for that. Let me see. We got a caller. We got a volunteer here right here now. Praise God. Who's calling?
This is Raphael.
How you doing, Raphael?
I'm good, Prophet. How are you?
Oh, your dad's doing good today, man. I don't know, Raphael. I woke up excited about God this morning, you know? Woke up that way this morning. Sometimes, you know, I have some pep in my step. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I was moving around here doing so much, and before I knew it, I was in the Word of God and all of that, man, and praising God and lifting up His name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Had a beautiful conversation with your pastor this morning, Bishop Myatt, and all of that, man, about our travels in the future and what we need to be, where we need to be focused. But, man of God, I tell you, God is really, really, really doing something. And you want me to tell you something? It should start in our spirit. It should start on the inside of us and not on the outside of us. Praise the Lamb of God. I got joy within today. Hallelujah. The sun is shining on the outside, but the S-O-N is shining on the inside. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that, you know. Oh, my goodness gracious. Raphael's going to lead us to the throne of God, people. Oh, the white. Hallelujah. You still in Chicago, son?
Yes, I am.
I think Elder White is, I think they got him chained down to that prayer place in there or something. I don't know what it is. Praise the Lamb. I think that a man got a torture chamber or something she take them in. Praise the Lord. Lock them up. Lock them down. She got their legs tied all to the bedpost and the door.
I'm trying
to
put them out, Prophet. They won't go.
You tried to put them out, but they won't leave? That sounds like Raphael and Reggie. I tell you what you do. Hide the food. They'll leave.
You're absolutely right about that.
Oh, my God in heaven. Let's focus on prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I want you to know today that our National Day of Prayer is tomorrow, May 2nd. There'll be prayer calls all around the country. Praise the Lamb of God. Our brother, Eric Nation, is going forth with a prayer at City Hall in Oakland, California. Praise the Lamb of God, and got petitions signed. Guess what he's marching about? Restoring prayer back in the school. Praise the Lamb of God. Bringing prayer back in the school. He's marching on City Hall in a prayer meeting on tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God in Oakland, California. Oh, we got prayer meetings going on all over the place on tomorrow. Hallelujah, as it is our National Day of Prayer, and that is on your calendar. So we want to make sure, people of God, that you spend some good time in prayer, and it's right in the midst of the fast season. It's right in the midst of our walk to Pentecost. Hallelujah, we are walking to Pentecost. Praise the Lamb of God, and I'm praising God for that. Hallelujah, and we want to pray for those of you that's in prison, those of you. Hallelujah. Mother, I heard your voice, praise the Lamb of God, saying, praying for my daughter. We're going to intercede for her today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Young man that's been crying out for your father, I want you to know that God is able not only to be your father, but turn the father's heart back to his son, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know today that we're praying for you, grandmother, grandfather, in convalescence homes. Praise the Lamb of God across the land. We're praying for those in Africa, those in the UK. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're praying for the saints. Hallelujah. We're praying for the gathering today. Praise the Lord. The gathering is on the horizon. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, I want you in place for the gathering. Hallelujah. Come on, son. Lead us to the throne.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We give your name glory, God. We give your name the honor. We give your name praise, God. We reverence you, God. On this day, God, of praise and worship, we lift you up, King of kings. We bow before you, Lord of lords. Hallelujah. We exalt your name, O God, because you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our glory today, God. And so we just bless your name because you are I am that I am. You are Jehovah, and we bless you. You are Yahweh. You are Jehovah Tiskanu. You are Jehovah Rapha, O God, and we extol your name. Father, we come before we do anything, God. We come repenting, O God, in the name of Jesus, for any sins, God, that we have committed, God, for anything, God, that we have done, God, to be out of your will, to anything that we have done to step outside of your promise. promise outside of your destiny, oh God, for our lives in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that right now, God, that you would cover us, oh God, in your Shekinah glory, that you would cover us in your blood today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your blood would wash us clean, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking, God, that you would purge us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking, God, that all of those places, God, that's in our hearts, God, that have been harbored, we ask, oh God, that you would begin to cleanse our hearts, oh God.
Amen, oh God.
That forgiveness, God, would begin to hit our hearts. That forgiveness would begin to hit our spirits today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because this is the day that you have made, oh God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the oil of joy, God, that's getting our spirits today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the oil, oh God, that's manifesting, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the spiritual to the natural, oh God. We thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, that God, that you're breaking every chain, God, that you're breaking every fetter, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and your people are becoming free today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will step into the hospital rooms, that you will step into the convalescent homes, that you will step into the juvenile systems, that you will step into the jail cells, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and God, that you will cause liberation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you cause somebody to cry out asking, what must I do to be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Jesus, we ask that today, God, that you will bless Mary Anderson, God, and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover them, oh God, in their time of bereavement, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Because, God, we know to be absent from this body, oh God, is to be present with you, oh God. So, God, we're asking, God, that you will turn their mourning to dancing, God, that you will turn their crying, God, into peace,
please,
God.
Please,
in the name
Allah.
Of Jesus, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you will bless the gathering, God, that's forthcoming, oh God. We ask, oh God, that the wind of change, that the wind of deliverance, oh God, that the wind of power, God, would meet us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in Chicago, Illinois, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, oh God, that your presence will saturate the place, oh God, that even before we get there, oh God, that you would dwell there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that the gathering, God, it's going to change, God, and deliver the people, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that the gathering,
yes,
will rejuvenate the people. We thank you, oh God, that the gathering, God, will cause revival, God, like never before, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bless your name for your glory today, God. Father, we ask that you will bless this ministry, God. Take us to the next level, God. Take us to the next dimension, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we call down every stronghold, God. We call down every spirit, oh God, that's not like you, God. And we send it to a dry and a barren place, oh God, never to return with power, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask, God, that you would cover every leader, God. Cover every intercessor. Cover every administrator, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that this ministry will go forth with excellence, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
oh God, we ask, God, that you will bless our leader, God, Church Prophet Shakespeare, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for his vision, God. We thank you for the anointing, God, that rests on him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask, God, hallelujah, that you will bless his finances, oh God, that he will have overflow, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, oh God. We bless you for his dedication, God. We bless you, oh God, that you have given him accountability over us, oh God. So, God, we glorify you, and we honor you, and we bless your name, God. And it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen, and bless God.
Shandarabahas. My God, what a prayer, what a prayer, what a prayer prayed by the elder today, Elder White. Praise the Lamb of God. God bless you, son. Hallelujah for being on the show today and being with us in prayer. Oh, my God, the sons and daughters of the prophets are praying. Hallelujah. They're fasting. They're seeking the face of God. And I hope all of you are seeking God's face with us as we walk to Pentecost. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, this fast is really doing something special for the man of God. I can't give an account for nobody else. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Yes, God. God says that he loved you all today. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all know when I get quiet like that, the Lord is speaking. Praise the Lamb of God. God said he loved you all today, and he told me to tell you all, praise the Lamb of God. That is so. But, you know, how would you like to hear the voice of the Lord tell you to tell people that he loved them? Praise the Lamb of God. God told me to tell you that he loves you all and that he hears your prayers. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Somebody needed that today. God said he's hearing your prayer, saints. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I dare you to press in prayer. I dare you to press in praise and worship. Hallelujah. The God that we serve inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits, and people, if he's hearing, he's responding. Praise the Lamb of God. He may not respond in the way that you want him to, but he's responding. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's going to work out for your favor. Favor, God, give it to us today. Favor, God. Hallelujah. In this month, fifth month of the year, favor us, God. Hallelujah. Thou who hearest prayer, thou who hearest prayer, I wish somebody would join me here. Favor us, O God. Hallelujah. With great favor. With great favor, let your manifestations of your promises come forth, Father. Thank you for hearing us, God. We love and adore you in this day, in the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Oh, I just thank God for his love today, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Whoa, that blessed me right there. Praise God. I don't know about you, but that blessed me to hear the voice of God say, tell the people I love them and that I hear their prayers. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. What have y'all done with my prophet? My son, Brett, I'm going to have to whoop him. Praise the Lamb of God. He's been missing in action. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to give him one of them Holy Ghost spankings. Praise God. And then, praise the Lamb. Raphael, what have y'all done with my prophet?
We don't know where he is, but he went home yesterday.
Y'all probably done drained him. That's what probably done happened. Y'all done drained the man of God so he can't get out the bed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, y'all never gave us a report on the climax of the revival or the prayers we prayed.
Yes. The revival was absolutely awesome. It was amazing. God showed up in a miraculous way. People were delivered. People were healed. Chains were broken. People were set free. And the word that went forth each night was just amazing. The speakers were awesome. Everything went hand in hand, and the weight of God's glory definitely fell in the place.
Wow, that's amazing. Praise the Lamb of God. We give God praise for that, Raphael.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God for that. Praise the Lord. And Riley was Friday night, right? I know that
yes.
I got one on Joseph, but I didn't get one on Riley.
Yes, Riley came in and definitely tore the house up. He got the house in order. He came and cleaned house.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb. Man, that is something awesome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I tell you, woo, my goodness, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I tell you, When the power of God hits, praise God, when revival hits, my goodness gracious, you can't do nothing but fall on your face and give
yes.
God praise. Hallelujah. Oh, goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hey, Raphael.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Gathering is coming forth. Praise the Lamb of God. We're preparing for the gathering. And as we're preparing for the gathering, of course, we want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that our young people are included in a greater way this year. Praise the Lamb
okay.
of God. I really want to make sure that our youth is included in a greater way this year, people of God. So praise the Lamb of God. Know that we're going to have our youth, our young adult explosion, praise the Lamb of God, there at the gathering, praise God. And Raphael will be lining up that for us, praise God, hallelujah, as the facilitator of that area of ministry. We want to make sure, praise God, that this next generation that's coming on is endowed with power, praise God, hallelujah, and that they know their God and recognize the gifts that's in them already. One of the problems, praise the Lamb of God, that exists among our youth and what have you is that they really, really don't recognize the gifts that's in them. They don't recognize that God has already touched their lives, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because they are the seed of the righteous. Did you hear me now? Because they are the seed of the righteous, praise the Lamb of God. God has already touched their lives and gifted them, praise the Lord. And all we have to do is seek, praise the Lamb of God, a way to bring in a acknowledgement of God, praise the Lamb of God, an acceptance of God, and get them to focus on the gifts that God has given them, people of God, and we'll see powerful, powerful children. There is nowhere in the Bible, praise the Lamb of God, that God puts a age limit on his giftings. There is nowhere in the Bible where God says you got to be a certain age, praise the Lamb of God, to receive a spiritual gift. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We are just not of the mind and of the philosophical view in the Christian arena to look at our children and see their giftings and the anointing that's on their lives so that we can take them, praise the Lamb of God, and make them, hallelujah, become workers of great exploits. I want to make sure I said that right. Great exploits in the kingdom of Christ, praise the Lamb of God, and we need that, hallelujah, in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, I want to talk about some things today, and I'm really supposed to be on this conference call, but my administrator is taking care of that, praise God. With Bishop Morton, but I want to talk about some things today as it relates to what we were talking about yesterday in the area, praise God, of the miracle, praise the Lamb, that took place in Acts chapter 3. The aftermath of that, praise God, is worth discussing. It's worth looking at. There's a lot of prophetic things we can pull out of that to make applicable to our lives, especially as we're pursuing the power, praise the Lamb of God, so that we might know responsibility and accountability, praise the Lamb, concerning, hallelujah, what God is downloading to us. Hallelujah. It is just not, you know, something you're just going to get and just run rapid. As long as you're in the church, you may not have a lot of problem, praise the Lamb of God. But when we go public, people of God, there is going to be a stirring. It's time for us to come out. Hello, light bulbs. Everybody's coming out. Praise the Lamb of God. Basketball players are coming out. People are coming out. Praise the Lamb. Boldly announcing their positions. Boldly announcing their platform. Boldly announcing their sexuality. People are coming out. Praise the Lamb. The only one that's not coming out is the church. The saints, praise the Lamb of God, are not coming out boldly with a platform and a position to say, this is where we stand, Praise the Lamb of God. And we stand upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ and upon his word. Praise the Lamb of God. And this must take place. Hallelujah. If we're going to receive the outpouring, then we cannot have fear in the streets to allow God to use us. Praise the Lord. This is what takes place at the beautiful gate. Hallelujah. On the outside of the church, miracle takes place. A man runs into the temple leaping and praising God. Leaping and praising. Can you imagine the upset that and the disturbance and the eyes and the O's and the oohs of the people in there who had came through that same gate dropping money in his little cup, and now he's running through the sanctuary, hollering and leaping and jumping? Can you imagine, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the electricity that and excitement that was in that room? Praise the Lamb of God. But look what happened. Hallelujah. They call them into question. They call them into question concerning this miracle. You want me to tell you why they called them into question? Because it didn't happen in the church. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. They called them into question because this was a demonstration of power outside of the realms, praise the Lamb of God, of Judaism. This was, praise the Lamb of God, a miracle that they thought that they had killed. They thought they had killed this kind of thing when they crucified Christ. When they crucified Jesus, they thought, we have done away with the miracle worker. We have done away with him who is teaching this new erroneous doctrine, praise the Lamb of God, of calling God Father. And all of this kind of thing, we rid ourselves of this man. Praise the Lamb. But they didn't know, hallelujah, that what they did was germinate him. Praise the Lamb of God. They germinated Jesus. Hallelujah. They gave him the ability to be everywhere at the same time. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, they did. Hallelujah. Through the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. They gave him the ability to be everywhere at the same time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People will be disturbed, people of God, within the church when things don't happen in the church, but from outside the church. Oh, okay. Praise God. We'll get into that in a minute. We got a caller. Let me see what's going on here. Erica 818.
Oh, hi, it's Cammie.
Hi, Tammy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Just want to call in again for prayer.
You just calling in again today for prayer?
Yes,
praise
sir.
The Lamb of God. All right. And how we're directing prayers today?
Just continue strengthening my health for my family and also for my finances, my company, for growth, also, too, for my direction as far as getting closer to God. So.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, let's pray now. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory for this, your daughter. We lift her up before you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. You're a miracle worker. We're talking about you right
Amen.
Now, Father, as we're teaching. The opportunity comes, hallelujah, for you to move, hallelujah, by the name of your son, Jesus. In the life of Tammy, we thank you today, hallelujah, for her place of repentance. We thank you for her place of restoration. And we know today, Father, that you've already heard her voice. You've already told us on the onset of this show that you're hearing our cries and
Amen.
That you love us. So I know you're hearing Tammy. I know you're
Amen.
Hearing our voice for her. And I thank you today, Father, that her request, praise the Lamb of God, is made known in your ears. Hallelujah. And that
Amen.
You know, Father, the desire of our heart and even the unspoken things, Father, the things she cannot speak upon, You even know that, Father. So we come to you right now, Father, hallelujah, asking you for supernatural strength to be imposed upon her in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father, for that strength. We ask you today, Father, that divine health rest upon her in our house. Hallelujah. That healing and deliverance, hallelujah, will be made manifest in our lives. That her finances will be restored. That her business will flourish and prosper, Father, in your holy name. You are God today. Hallelujah. And we ask you to look today, Father, and cause all these things to come into fruition swiftly in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you for it. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, daughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, my God in heaven, hallelujah, that if you, it's just like this just happened, praise the Lamb, people, if you speak concerning the name of Jesus, hallelujah, somebody here know I'm telling the truth. If you talk about him, praise the Lamb of God, if you keep talking about it, sooner or later, you're going to have to demonstrate what you're talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. Sooner or later, you're going to have to come forth and pray. Sooner or later, you're going to have to lay hands. Sooner or later, you're going to have to speak a word in his name. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you own God, if you own God, praise God, hallelujah, then the Lord will back you up with power from on high. If you own him, hallelujah, every day of your life, then the Lord will give you superimposed power to demonstrate in his name that will shock sinners into belief and bring the body of Christ even closer to him and motivating the body of Christ to do a greater work. Praise the Lamb of God in his name. This is what is taking place in this storyline, people of God, in the third and fourth chapter of Acts. If you read this, praise God, you will see this examination, praise the Lamb of God, an investigation of this miracle. They wanted to know what happened here, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. How is it that this man who was laid daily at the gate, whom we all know, how is it that he's walking? He ain't just walking. Excuse me. That air conditioner popped on. Praise God for air, not heat. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know somebody glad the weather is good today. Praise the Lord. But I just want to say to you, people of God, hallelujah, that this man's healing and miracle was very powerful. He didn't just get up, praise the Lamb of God, and try to walk or get some strength, and they said, go feed him, go exercise his legs, you know, take him through some therapy so his legs can get, you know, the flow back. This man jumped up running, praise the Lamb of God. This man jumped up leaping in the temple, hallelujah, immediately strength, praise the Lamb of God. God wanted to cause a disturbance. That's my next point, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that we must understand in this season that God wants to not only download power of the demonstration, he wants the demonstration to be a disturbance, praise the Lamb of God. God is ready to disturb, hallelujah, some of these socialites in Christianity. He's ready to disturb some of these circles, praise the Lamb of God, who have made his house a social club. He is ready to disturb some of these, praise the Lamb of God, circles, hallelujah, who are just going through the motions, praise the Lamb of God, of church. God really wants in this season, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to move in a way that is going to cause an uproar, praise the Lamb of God, that is going to cause a disturbance that's going to be so strong until it's going to spread, hallelujah. I believe God wants the media to grab it. I really do. I believe God wants these miracles and powers of demonstration, hallelujah, to be examined by the media and for them to have no doubt, hallelujah, that something supernatural has happened here, and these people are saying that it has happened at the name Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And by his power and his demonstration. Now, people of God, watch this now. This man is leaping, and they're inquiring. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, the spokesman jumps up, and he says to them, praise the Lamb of God, in so many words, you know, that Jesus you crucified. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the result, hallelujah, of his power. Praise the Lamb. This is the result of the outpouring. This is what was prophesied, praise the Lamb of God, that would happen. Hallelujah. Down through the ages by all the prophets. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, when this goes on, when this goes on, praise the Lamb of God, you know, the spokesman Peter, he preaches about Jesus again. This is another opportunity. He sees the witness. And we must understand, people of God, hallelujah, when the questions come, when the opportunity come, praise God, you don't get hush-hush then. Hallelujah. Some of us got to get some holy boldness and stand up and speak, praise the Lamb of God, in the name of the Lord and say, you know, praise God, we don't mean no harm here, and we're not trying to go against medical science or anything, but we want you to know something. This is a miracle of God, hallelujah, that at the name of Jesus, this person was healed. That's right. But this lady got up out of this wheelchair who's been in here for years. This man, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, had this cyst. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You see, it's gone. This woman here, be at the name of Jesus, and that they cannot deny it because of the presence of God. Hallelujah. From that's radiating from us, the glory of God. Praise the Lamb of God. That's radiating from us. These people, hallelujah, did not mind witnessing concerning Jesus Christ. Now, people of God, this is something that we should be praising God for in this hour of pursuing Pentecost. We should be praising God for it because, you know what? This has already happened before. Hallelujah. We have it right here documented, this narrative in the book of Acts, to be able to say, this happened before. Praise the Lamb of God. And if God did it once, he can do it again. Praise the Lamb of God. All he needs is some availability. He needs some people who will make themselves available for the power, hallelujah, through their prayer, their purging, their persistence. Yes, Lord, he needs that, praise the Lamb of God, their presentation, their proclamation, and their demonstration. When God has somebody that's willing to be that, God says, okay, here's one right here, praise the Lamb of God. Here is one right here I can use, praise the Lamb of God, that when the demonstration comes down, they're not going to run in the back corner and hide because they don't want no limelight, praise the Lamb of God. But they will boldly stand and say that this was done in the name of Jesus Christ, people of God. And that's what we're going to have to be if we're going to continue to pursue the power, praise God. It's going to be outpoured because there's more than us crying out for it. We are crying out for it, praise the Lamb of God, but there's more than us crying out for it. God has a remnant, praise the Lamb of God, that's crying out for the power, praise the Lamb of God, that want more than a church experience as we know it. Hallelujah. Just the waving of hands, praise the Lamb of God, and this, that, and another with no demonstration of power. There is a remnant of people who wants to see the signs, the wonders, and the miracles return into the earth realm to the extent that their sons, their cousins, their nephews, their nieces, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, come out of the drug houses, come off the streets, come out of the clubs, come out of the casinos, praise the Lamb of God, and this is what causes a disturbance, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. There'd be a shift in the economy if we get America saved, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. One well is going to go dry, and another river is going to start on the other side of town, praise the Lamb of God, in righteousness. But all of this ungodliness, praise the Lamb, all these casinos being built in our cities to induce the spirit of addiction in our society, praise the Lamb of God, for the greed and the wealth of men. God wants to take this down, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be a change on the horizon. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just thank God I'm going to be a part of it. Hallelujah. I thank God today, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm going to be a part of what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But watch this now. Watch this now. I want you to watch this, people of God, because there's so many of us, praise the Lamb of God, who are timid in our stance. We're bashful. We're timid. Praise God. We're bold, you know, in typing on Facebook. We're bold. Praise the Lamb of God behind the scenes. And some of us can have some good conversations on the telephone. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in public, hallelujah, that's when you get shy-faced and nervous and your belly go to shaking, praise God, hallelujah. But I want you to know something, praise God. When the power of God gets you right, hallelujah, you're going to tell it. I promise you that. You're going to be just like Jeremiah. You know what Jeremiah said, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that it's like fire shut up in my bones, praise the Lamb of God, this word is, and you're gonna have to share, praise the Lamb of God, exactly what God has downloaded in your spirit because of the move of God on your life. I want you to know this, second of all, everybody don't want this. Everybody don't want this. Most people just want the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, of wealth, riches, cars, this clothes, houses, peace in their home, this, that, another, and just want to be happy all day. A lot of people don't want this power. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They don't want to be the ones that's the heralds of the good things that God is doing in the earth realm that's going to help others. They're just concerned about themselves. You're going to be left on the wayside. Praise the Lamb of God. God is calling for a new type of believer in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. He's calling for a prophetical people. Praise the Lamb of God, who's going to hear his voice wherever they are, hallelujah, and use the gifts within to proclaim his goodness, to proclaim his name, praise the Lamb, and to bring salvation and the deliverance to those that's around them. You want me to say it again? Praise the Lamb of God. It's a new day. It's a new season. God is calling for a new believer, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who's going to proclaim his name, hallelujah, who's going to be sensitive, that prophetic person. In the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will have receptivity. Your sons and daughters will hear me. Praise the Lamb of God. Your sons and daughters will be prophets and prophetess. Hallelujah. It's right there in your Bible. Shakespeare didn't make this up. Hallelujah. And you can be a prophet, a prophetess, or have the gift of prophecy, or none of that, if you can't hear God. But God wants you to hear him in more ways than just telling somebody, you're going to get a car, you're going to meet a man, this is going to happen. God needs somebody, praise the Lamb of God, who's going to get some people delivered and set free, praise the Lamb of God, from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of abominations, praise the Lamb of God. God needs some people, okay, praise the Lamb. You don't like me for telling the truth, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. God needs some people who's going to get excited, hallelujah, about power that he's going to give them, hallelujah, for demonstration to shock unbelievers, into belief. Praise the Lamb of God. I wonder if you're one of those. Hallelujah. Or you're the behind-the-scenes believer who just want to, I sell hot dogs. Let me stand at the table and just sell the T-shirts. I would be glad. Or are you one, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that want to hear the voice of God? If you checking in a hotel at the front desk, praise the Lamb of God, and you see that this woman got a cyst upside her head, are you willing to hear God say, lay hands on her? And you respond and say, daughter, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. And he has told me to lay hands on you, and he wants to heal you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you the truth. Boy, I tell you, when believers get in that position, praise the Lamb of God, we're not going to have to worry about, hallelujah, nothing going on at the church, because the church door is going to be knocked off the hinges of people running in, praise the Lamb of God, trying to find, hallelujah, where is this anointing? What they should be seeking us out, people of God. They should be seeking us out, praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all listening to me? We have something that the world needs so desperately until they should be ringing your outdoor bells right now. Can I talk to you? Look, my son, did you see what happened to Jesus? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, boy. Y'all really, really got me on a roll here. Praise the Lamb. Did you see what happened to Jesus? He went up in the mountain, praise the Lamb of God, to pray. He went up in the mountain to pray. He went up in the mountain to pray. And transfiguration takes place in the mount. Praise the Lamb of God. And Peter, James, and John are there with him. And they want to build those tabernacles. Yeah, y'all remember that, right? Well, when Jesus comes down out of the mount, there's a demonic at the foot of the mountain when he comes down that his disciples couldn't cast out. A man brought his son. Hallelujah, who was a demonic, looking for Jesus' disciples, looking for Jesus. But listen to what he says. I brought him to your disciples. That's what he said. I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cast him out. Praise the Lamb of God. They told me you was up there in the mountain, so I just waited around for you to come down. But I brought them, the emphasis, to your disciples. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This sets alarm off on us. Praise the Lamb of God. When has somebody came to you? When has somebody called you? When have you been inboxed? When has somebody rung your doorbell? When have you been in a restaurant and somebody walked up to you and said, I need prayer. Can you pray for my son? When the last time that happened to you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. They brought him to Jesus' disciples. Hallelujah. We are all followers of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. I know y'all don't like this prayer. Okay. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me everybody wasn't going to be able to deal with this, though. Praise the Lamb of God. They just want the hocus pocus. They don't want to deal with this. They want hocus pocus mocus, prophesy to me, prophesy to me, prophesy to me, prophesy to me. Praise the Lamb. But nobody wants to walk as a representative. Hallelujah. In integrity, hallelujah. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. In integrity, walk in integrity with holiness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Guarding themselves, knowing that I'm a representative of Jesus Christ. I'm a disciple. I'm a follower. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Watch this now. Watch this now. Open your Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn with me there. Praise God to the third chapter. Hallelujah. Praise God. Down at the end. Praise God. Let's start right there at verse 22. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, and whatsoever he shall say unto you, And it shall come to pass that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. People of God, did you hear that? He said, what we're doing right now, this was prophesied already, that these days was coming. Now, God is saying they're coming again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So what does God need? He needs some people who can hear his voice, who can respond to him, who is willing to take a man who's shaking his cup by the freeways, praise the Lamb of God, with his will work beside food sign, and a woman, praise the Lamb of God, who's walking down the street. You know what? I was in Chicago the last time, praise the Lamb of God, last time I was in Chicago for the conference. We driving down the street, praise the Lamb of God, and Bishop Myatt and Bishop Murphy and us. Let me tell you what we noticed in Chicago, praise the Lamb of God, for everybody that's over there, that there's demonics walking up and down y'all streets. We noticed men and women walking in the middle of the street talking to themselves while we were driving. We noticed, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a whole lot of activity that should not be, praise the Lamb of God, that demons are loose. Demonics are walking around and nobody is dealing with them. Hallelujah. These things must change. Watch this now. Watch this now. He says, look what he says. Praise the Lamb of God. He says, look what he says now. He says, yea, all, and verse 24, chapter 3 of Acts, don't get lost. He said, yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, after as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Look what he said. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Okay? Praise the Lamb of God. So the first responsibility, praise the Lamb of God, is not healing and deliverance. The first responsibility, that's just to get your attention. Praise the Lamb of God. That's an attention grabber. Y'all didn't get that, did you? The healing and deliverance that took place at the beautiful gate was an attention getter. Praise God. God just getting the attention of the people. Once their eyes got focused, then he comes to them with the gospel of repentance. Look what it says. One of you from his iniquities, to turn away from your sins. Praise the Lamb of God. From your wrong. That must be that turning away. Come on, jump into chapter 4. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. I'm taking you somewhere here. And as they spoke unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. I want you to notice this right off. And as they spoke unto the people, praise the Lamb of God, this Peter and John, They preach it to the people that's in the temple. Watch this now. And as they spoke unto the people, the priest, the captain of the temple, the Sadducees, who were the writers, praise the Lamb of God, of the Word of God, who were the copier machines of the Word. They wrote it, praise the Lamb. Watch this now. They knew the word by heart. Came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in jail. until the next day, for it was now evening time. But many of them who heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Praise the Lamb of God. Was about 5,000. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you all this. Praise the Lamb of God, because, you know, I'm already in trouble, and I know it already. They don't know that I know it, but I know. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm losing some friends without friends telling me that I'm losing them. You know what I mean? Praise God. I'm losing some friends without them notifying me of the departure of our friendship, because I'm teaching you all the way that I teach. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you're going to see, when you really start moving in the anointing and the power of God, you're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, right there at your church, some people going to have some issues with you. Hello, somebody. I wish somebody would ring a bell today. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Ding, 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 ding. Dong, dong. Praise the Lamb of God. There's going to be, hallelujah, an uproar from within, praise the Lamb of God, about your proclamation from without. Did you hear what I say? There's going to be an uproar within about your proclamation from without and about the power that you're walking in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Because, Lord, hallelujah. The Lord told me to speak it, so I'm going to tell you why. Praise the Lamb. You got to understand this. When you start delivering people and people start getting healed and what have you, and the person that's over the temple, the person that's over the church, praise the Lamb of God, they can't heal and deliver, it's going to be a problem with you. Hello, light bulbs. I just said it, and I meant it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be an issue with you. Some of you didn't already experience just by telling your dreams and your visions and prophesying, praise the Lamb of God, that the irritation, hallelujah, and frustration, yeah, it's there. Praise God. When you start praying for people, people start getting upset. Why she laying? Who told him to lay hands? Who told them to go over there and do that? Now they're saying you're out of order for prophesying, praise the Lamb of God, and ministering. Because they want the house of God to have this social club atmosphere, theater style, praise the Lamb of God, and everybody sit in their place and stay in your place until we get through entertaining you. But you let somebody run in there talking about you healed them in the parking lot. You let somebody start running around, praise the Lamb of God, that they know it's lame. And you healed them in the parking lot, and they've been hanging around the church for years. You're going to have some issues. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. These things cause issues and frustrations within the framework of the church. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Erico 985, your mic hot.
Well, hello, Prophet. How are you?
I'm fine, Margie. Where you been?
I've been going through since I started the fast.
Oh,
and
my.
I've been put on silence because you just spoke my testimony.
Lord,
I don't
Jesus.
Even have to say anything but to confirm for you.
My God.
You have spoken my testimony.
Oh, my goodness.
I need not say more except for the listening ears to understand. When you allow God to take over your tongues, if it is not warranted, if it will not cause a blessing, he'll make you quiet in the midst of them.
Yeah.
Yes, because he doesn't want to hurt anyone. And that's where the obedience comes. At the persecution, I understand now why Jesus could not talk, why he was silent, because he said, I could cause a legion of angels to come down
yeah.
and defend me. So he had to be quiet.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You gave my testimony, so I just want you to know that I understand where you are.
I'm trying to tell them. I'm trying to tell the people because, you know, praise the Lamb of God. I know this outpouring is coming. Praise is coming in a greater measure than they can even imagine and than I can even explain because God has revealed this to me. Praise God in this season that he's going to pour out. Hallelujah. And there's going to be a revival that's going to take place. And it's not going to be a church having church revival. It ain't going to be that kind of revival. It's going to be a revival in the streets. It's going to be a revival in the marketplace. It's going to be a revival in the malls. It's going to be revival, praise the Lamb of God, because of what's going on the outside of the church, praise the Lamb. Not what's going on the inside. Hallelujah. We have become like sepulchres, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We just sit there and get our entertainment and get our euphoric feeling for the week, and we get up and we go out, and nobody is witness to, nobody is laid hands on, nobody is spoken to in the name of Jesus, and we just walk around, and we're not even witnessing to the people. We invite them to church. We invite people to church. We don't witness to them. That is not witnessing. Inviting people to church is not witnessing.
Amen.
Witnessing is you bringing a person to a place of repentance because of your testimony concerning Jesus Christ, of what he is in your life, what he has done, and then you're sharing the gospel in a nutshell. You can have him too. Praise the Lamb. You must become an Avon lady for Jesus. We must become salesmen for Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. But we have to know our product. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to know your product. Your product is Christ. You have to know him. You have to know his spirit. You have to know his voice.
You have to know.
So that you can speak in season. So you can speak when he tells you to speak. Because sometimes if you listen, he'll tell you not to speak. He'll say, silence. Hold your peace. Be at peace. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got another caller. Let's see what they have to say, Mark. Mark, I'm good. Glad to hear your voice, daughter.
Thank you, sir. Praise the Lamb. I'm good. In Jesus, I'm good.
Well, praise God. Erico 703, your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Clarette from Maryland.
How you doing, Colette?
All right, yeah. I'm good, Pastor. Thank you. I'm calling this morning for prayer.
And how are we focusing our prayers for you?
I just been in a heart of searching God, and also I've been going through something for years now, and it's kind of stronger than me. It has changed me. I'm still going through it. I'm just waiting for God to put a stop to it, help me come out of it. It's draining. It's depressing. And I'm very in need of companionship. I'm just ready to be a wife, a mom, a supporter. I really need that because I just been solo, lonely, kind of.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what fellowship do you fellowship with there in Maryland?
I don't really have a church. I do have a church where it's in Seymour. I do participate over the phone Sundays and every night from midnight to 1 a.m. And that's due to the fact that I don't drive. And there's not really a church I have found around here that I'm you know, comfortable.
No. Church is not to be made comfortable for you. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. You need to get into a fellowship regularly when you are in the presence of the believers. The Word of God tells you this, to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as it is common with some. And some people that just have the mind that they don't have to go in fellowship. They can just get on the phone and this, that, and another. It's a direct exhortation for us in Scripture. And it's a trick of the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, to hinder us from coming together. Unity and power, praise the Lamb of God, is denoted in unity. Some of the greatest outpourings and power and demonstration of God happen, praise the Lamb of God, and I want everybody to hear this, happen, praise the Lamb of God, because of the unity of the believers. They were all together on one place in at the day of Pentecost. The walls of Jericho came down because they got on one accord. Hallelujah. Many things happen, praise the Lamb of God, because of the unity of the saints. Peter was delivered out of jail, praise the Lamb of God, by an angel as a result of the church being together in the same place praying for his deliverance. We see this over and over again. Praise God. It's important for us to come together and so that we can have the fellowship of doctrine, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Now, you believe Jesus Christ is Lord?
Yes, yes, yes.
You believe that? You've been baptized?
When I was younger, but I've been in the Lord for years now.
And you've been filled with the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
How do you know you've been filled with the Holy Ghost? I just want to ask this question.
Because it's not a Feeling it, how your prayer changes, why you receive the Holy Ghost. It's just like this power, highly present. I can't explain it.
But you have the Holy Spirit, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost. But you're still in bondage.
I'm sorry?
And you're still in a bondage and you're filled with the Holy Ghost.
That's
No, I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to pray for you. And then if you're really serious about deliverance, there are deliverance ministries in Maryland that you can go to. You need to go in your directory and find a deliverance ministry and go there and tell them that you're in need of deliverance. Because when you came on, you said there are some things that's going on with you that needs changing, that has changed you, and you need it broken off of you. Then you need to be in a deliverance ministry. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah, for your goodness and your love today. We thank you again for grace and mercy. You are God. You are our God, our King, our Lord, and our Savior. And we thank you for this time we share with this, your daughter. I pray, hallelujah, that divine intervention, praise God, take place in her life, that you would move by your compassion, Father. Hallelujah, and relieve her of, praise the Lamb of God, the oppression and the bondage, praise the Lamb of God, that has come upon her. I pray, Father, hallelujah, that you would give her the heart and mind to seek the fellowship of the saints where there is power, God, that you would lead her to the place where the man and woman of God is seeking your face, where the saints, praise the Lamb of God, are together. Hallelujah, in oneness, that she too might be into the oneness, praise the Lamb of God, that you desire for us, that you prayed for in John 17. I pray today, Father, that your power will come upon her mightily, hallelujah, and that you would wake her up, hallelujah, to the calling that's on her life as a deliverer. I pray, Father, in this season, hallelujah, that you would snatch her back as a branch from eternal burning, hallelujah, from this condition of backsliding. I pray, Father, hallelujah, that you would whisper in our ears in the night, that you would trouble our heart, hallelujah, until she come to the place that you would have for her in the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Bless your daughter.
Thank you.
That place of deliverance, you need that. God, hallelujah, my God in heaven, woo, full of God, we're in a season right now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that people are in need of help, people are in need, praise the Lamb of God, and they're seeking the help, hallelujah, it's heartbreaking, praise God, that so many saints and so many people who believe are not in a fellowship in this season. Hello, area code 630.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful today. I just called because I got a praise report.
All right.
My son is doing well. He's almost finished with the rehab part. And next week he's going to recovery. And they're going to help him find a job and get situated.
Amen. Praise the Lamb. That is a praise report. Hallelujah. It's been some months now since you mentioned him to us. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. And you've been in close communication with him?
Yeah, actually he's in the car with me right now.
Okay,
I was
wonderful.
I want him to get his state ID.
Oh, wonderful. Praise God. How you doing? How you feeling? You feeling good?
Oh, he's eating, I can tell you that. He's gained a lot of weight. His head is all straight.
Wonderful.
He's doing wonderful.
Wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell him we're happy for him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we're happy that the manifestation of God is coming upon him and that he's on the road to restoration and recovery, whereas that he is just going to be able to be an instrument in the hand of God now. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was just, you know, about to tell the lady that I just got off the phone with there that you need, praise God, you need to come on clean ground to get clean.
Exactly.
You can't stay on your own ground and get clean. You have to come on clean ground. Praise the Lamb of God.
Absolutely right.
Hallelujah. And a lot of people is trying to get well in a sick house. They're trying
work.
To get delivered in a house that's in bondage. And you can't do it. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to come out of that. Hallelujah. So that you can really receive the deliverance and the ministry that is needful for your life. Praise God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, this is exciting day right here. Hallelujah. Thank you. What's your son's name again? Tell everybody.
Kyron Johnson.
Kyron Johnson. Father in heaven, we thank you for Kyron. We pray today, Father, hallelujah, that your love be revealed to him even the more and that he come to the place of understanding what is happening and what has happening on his behalf. I pray now, Father, that you would take him and use him as an instrument of your love. Hallelujah. That the prophetic word that's spoken on his life will come into fruition in this season. That the promise, hallelujah, be made manifest upon him in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. And amen. Thank you, Lord.
He want to say hello, Prophet. Hold on.
All right.
Hello, Prophet.
Hey, Kai, how you doing, man?
doing good. How about you?
I'm doing blessed, man. I'm blessed and highly favored today, man. I thank God for hearing your voice. You know, you can interrupt the show anytime you want to. My God, I feel the presence of God here. Hallelujah. Praise God, man. Glad to have you.
It's good to hear. It's good to hear. I'm doing a lot better now.
You're doing a lot better? Praise God. That head all clear and everything, man. Sometimes it takes a going away, man, you know, to really get us what we need to be. And it's all right, you know. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of the best of us have had to go through various processes and things of that nature in order for us to get to the place. Some of your greatest evangelists and preachers and pastors, praise the Lamb, if truth be told, and they shared, a lot of us have been to rehabs. A lot of us have been to places like prison, praise God, detention centers and places like that. And God locked us up, shut us up for a purpose, praise God. Shut us up for the purpose, pray, of purging us, hallelujah, and bringing us to the place whereas that we can minister today. So we praise God for you, man. We praise God for you. I just shout to the roof, hallelujah, for your life today. And you owe your mama a big, giant, sloppy kiss, hallelujah, for caring about you and praying for you and doing all that she can to make your life what it needs to be. Now, stay in the good spot now. You in it, declare and decree that you're going to stay in that good spot. And stay there, man. Praise the Lamb of God. God has plans for your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God has plans for your life. You be blessed, okay?
I will, and you too.
All right, man of God. I'll see you soon.
All right, I'll see you.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.
Hallelujah. All right, bless you, granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
I said bless you.
Bless you too, prophet.
All right, dear. My God, praise the Lamb of God. That a lot of some of you may not know, but some months ago, she came on, praise, almost in tears concerning her son, praise the Lamb of God. But look what God has done. Hallelujah. He has turned it around. Praise the Lamb of God. Another fulfillment of promise, praise God, has taken place. And we thank and praise God for that restoration and for the manifestation of that promise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We were here in this word, people of God. I just want to give you a little more of this, praise God, because that's something, a place I was trying to arrive at. We may not get all the way there until tomorrow. Hallelujah, boy. But where we was at the portion where I was sharing with you guys that if you're going to walk in this anointing and this power and this glory, that we are fasting and praying for, praise the Lamb of God, and God download this in us, and revival hit the way that the Lord is speaking, hallelujah, you better get ready to have some outhouse and in-house trouble, praise God, hallelujah, because it's going to cause a disturbance. Every cause, praise the Lamb of God, has an effect. Praise the Lamb of God. And when this type of calls come forth, it affects, praise the Lamb of God, in what I call a positive negative. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because the positive happen, praise the Lamb of God, and negative results come out of a lot of people get very negative about it. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of people get negative about, you know, healing, deliverance, and things of this nature. So you have to come to a place, excuse me, of understanding that if you're going to walk in authority, if you're going to walk in power, praise the Lamb of God, then you're going to have to come to a place of saying, you know what, I'm willing to take it for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because behind this, behind this, praise God, excuse me again, behind this comes a threatening by these priests and these magistrates, praise God, to these brothers. They threatened them and told them, don't preach no more in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Told them, don't preach no more in the name of Jesus. Praise God. You want me to tell you something? I want this epidemic of spirituality, of power and deliverance to hit so until they start almost creating laws against us, praise the Lamb of God, getting people delivered. I wanted to hit just that hard, praise the Lamb of God. I want God to move so, hallelujah, in our society until, praise the Lamb of God, it hit the White House, it hit the governor's office, it hit the mayor's office, it hit the schools, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And they start just saying, what are we going to do about this? Because when this happens, they're going to have to adjust some other laws that they didn't make. They're going to have to recant some stuff that they have stated, praise the Lamb of God. See, let me tell you what happens, people of God. You need to understand this clear. Hallelujah. When Peter and John, hallelujah, when God used them to bring this man from his place of paralysis to power and performance and praise, listen to the prophet good, because you need to know this. Ding, dong, ding. When Peter and John, when the power hit them, this man was raised at this gate. You got to watch what's happening now. And they preach to the priest who crucified Jesus. They the one that delivered Jesus. Got to remember that now. The chief priest delivered Jesus. They the one who paid Judas to betray him. They the one delivered him to Pontius Pilate. Praise the Lamb of God. The Sanhedrin Council, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, was always against Jesus. Watch this, people of God. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. To say Jesus raised this man up, praise the Lamb of God, after he has been dead, means he's been resurrected. To say that Jesus raised this man, praise the Lamb of God, from his paralysis to power, performance, and praise in his house, and this man is running around saying, look what didn't happen to me, and all they said is rise up and walk in the name of Jesus, is to say you have crucified, praise the Lamb of God, your Savior. That's what they're saying to the priests, to the scribes, to the Sadducees, the Pharisees. That's what they throwing in their face. You crucified your Savior. You crucified the Messiah, whom you have been praying 400 years to come. You crucified him. All the one that the prophets was prophesying about, you crucified him. You hung him on a tree. See, this caused a disturbance because now somebody got to admit they wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. And somebody got to admit that they have been wrong. And that's where the problem comes in at. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Because people don't like to admit when they're wrong. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's going to be a whole lot of people in-house and out-house, in church and out, they're going to have to come face to face with, we've been wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. These new laws we done made are wrong. Hallelujah. When God does this, they got to admit that God lives. Y'all better listen to me today. That's how important this is, people of God. Hallelujah. When we start moving the way we're supposed to, then they have to take notice. There is a God in the heaven. People are getting out of wheelchairs. People are getting out of their sick bed in the hospital. If enough of this take place, they got to admit that there's a God in heaven. They must admit that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. And we should be trying our best to herald the fact that Christ Jesus is Lord. You're going to see all kinds of converts and proselytes from various denominations and what's coming over,
praise the Lamb of God, believing in Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Because God don't mind working a miracle, hallelujah, on anybody, praise the Lamb of God. He is not prejudiced, praise the Lamb. He so loved the world, so the miracles are for the world. They're for them, praise the Lamb, to shock them into belief. They're for the atheist. They're for the agnostic. They're for all those, praise the Lamb of God, who do not believe in the name of Jesus. That's who the miracle is for. It's not necessarily for the paralysis. It ain't necessarily for the person with the cancer. It ain't necessarily for the person that's dead. They're just a recipient of it, that the power of God can be made manifest. Oh, my goodness, I don't even have a witness. I ain't got nobody saying amen to me today. Praise the Lamb, I'm all alone. Hallelujah, I'm by myself. Yeah, I figured that's the way it is, praise the Lamb of God, when you really start telling the truth and proclaiming, praise the Lamb of God, the good things of Christ and the good things of God. You don't have a witness, praise God. Hallelujah. Erico 504, your mic's hot.
I will say amen, Prophet. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How you doing, baby?
I am doing fine.
Y'all gonna let the prophet get in trouble by itself. I know it. It's all right.
I'm going to find you with your prophet. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm just trying to tell the truth and teach what the Bible is right there in the Word of God. I ain't made nothing up. I'm telling you, boy, do you know what would happen to Mika if we really could get the saints in the right place doing the right thing? Do you know how much disturbance and trouble it would cause and how many people would have to turn around and say, I've been wrong.
Right.
We've been wrong. There's no way that Mama was healed of that disease by them saying in the name of Jesus unless Jesus lives. That whole Muslim house is coming to Jesus Christ. See, we don't understand, it's the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the impact that we can make if we really, praise the Lamb of God, pursue God for this power. Hallelujah. People of God, is coming. It's coming. Bertha!
Hey, Prophet.
How you doing, Bertha?
I am divinely favored and blessed to the Most High God.
Ooh, praise the Lamb of God. Tell me something good here. What you calling for?
I just called to bear witness like Tamika. I can say amen to the truth.
You called to bear witness to that?
I called to bear witness to the true Word of God.
Hallelujah. Man,
because
I'm telling you.
Often tells us, we have to be in the proper place and the proper position to receive the power, the giftings, and the anointings of God. And it also states that right there in Esther 3rd chapter, verse 19 through 21. Repent, be refreshed, be restored. It tells us the position and the places that we have to be in. So, yes, I call to say hallelujah, glory to God for his word.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Man, oh man, oh man. I just wish and that the people of God will get a grip on this. I'm trying my best to get this word out and share it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's time out for all these dead works. It's time out for all of this mess that we call church. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
and ain't no witnessing going forth. That's why there ain't no real power circulating, because there's no witnessing going forth. When we start really witnessing about Jesus Christ and really hearing God say, talk to that man and do this and follow God's order and pray for our assignments every day, praise the Lamb of God, a daily assignment. Lord, what will you have me to do today? What, just like when I prepare for this show, Lord, what will you have me to say to your people today? What will you have me to share with them today? And see, then again, we set ourselves up, praise the Lamb of God, because now we know truth.
That's right.
We'll either make you free or put you in a greater degree of bondage because you don't want to be freed.
Prophet, can I say something? Because you are so right. We were in Sunday school Sunday morning, and as you had stated when the fast started, that when we get into our own church homes, things are going to irritate us, and we've got to stand boldly and witness the word of God. Well, they were talking about Jezebel, and that the reason why a woman isn't supposed to wear red polish is because of Jezebel. And I sat there and I said, I'm not going to say nothing. But then the Holy Spirit just opened my mouth. And I said, you know what? I am so sick and tired of people connecting Jezebel to red fingernail polish. I said, give the true meaning of Jezebel. Jezebel was a controlling queen that wanted to control her husband, and she worshipped the god Baal. And she hated the prophets of God, because she wanted the Israelites to serve the gods and the false prophets. I said, red fingernail polish ain't got nothing to do with how do you even know she had no red fingernail polish?
I didn't know. I ain't never read. Where they read that at?
Yeah, I'm like, what part of scripture did you find that Jezebel wore red polish and was a prostitute?
I ain't never heard that. And it never said she was.
I mean, they looked at me like, wow. I said, why don't you teach the people the real sins of the flesh right there in Galatians? In 17, fingernail polish ain't one of them.
No,
if you wear fingernail polish, you ain't going to hell. And if you don't wear it, don't mean you're going to heaven.
That's right. You cannot wear all the makeup and jewelry and everything and wear a dress down to your foot. That does not secure your position in heaven. It doesn't. Praise the Lamb of God. Neither do a short skirt and fingernail polish and lipstick send you to hell.
Hallelujah. But did you say it's time to teach the true word of God and stop all the traditionalism?
Yeah, that's a lie from the pit right there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
they looked at I wasn't there. I said, that's a lie from the pit. Y'all got that one misconstrued. The Bible doesn't even say Jezebel was a harlot. It says she's the mother of all harlots.
That's
praise
right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Because of the spirit of seduction. She seduced
right.
the prophets.
That's right.
That's what the Bible says. She seduced the prophets of God and then killed them.
Yes, she did.
Put them to death. Praise the Lamb of God. And was trying to kill Elijah.
Yeah. Yes, she was.
All at the same time. We need to wake up to that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a seductive spirit that God hates that wants to
That's
control
right.
to bring about a manipulation. So the people of God will stop worshiping God and
That's
worship
right.
idols. Hallelujah. It's a lot of men that's walking in Jezebel's spirit.
You better say that in the gate, prophet.
It's a lot of men walking in Jezebel's spirit that's standing in the
yes,
pulpit this Sunday.
True.
Hallelujah. Know what they are? They pimps. They ain't pastoring. They pimping.
Oh, my God. That's
right.
They controlling every move of their members. They pimps.
That's right. Pimps in the pulpit.
That's pimping. That's not pastoring.
No, it's not.
Y'all got quiet
it's
on that one.
Please.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
You're on the wrong show. I'm going to tell the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell the truth anyway. That's
pimping. Yeah, I know that's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. There's female pimps that's pastoring right now and men.
Yes, it is.
Standing right there in the pulpits. Praise the Lamb of God. Controlling people's lives.
Yes, they are.
Telling them what to do, what not to do on every juncture of their life without spiritual guide.
That's right.
Hello. Hello. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Ain't no spiritual guidance. It ain't the Lord told me to tell you this. It's not the Spirit is impresses upon me to share this with you. That ain't what they doing.
That's right.
They're controlling people.
Yes, they are.
And when they can't control you, they fall out with you.
That's right.
Okay, I said it. Praise the Lamb of God, and I ain't going to take it back.
Well, I'll go find it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When they can't control you, praise the Lamb of God, they fall out with you.
Yes,
and
they
will
do.
Run you away from their church when they can't control you.
That's right.
Will run.
They'll ruin your reputation.
They will run you out of the house of God when they can't control you.
That's right.
And I ain't talking about control you to you singing, you need to sing in the choir or something like that. I'm talking about controlling your life.
That's right.
There's members who go to their pastor and say, well, pastor, we going on vacation and blah, 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 and we're going the week. You can't go that week.
That's what they say.
Right? Why can't I go that week? Because we having this, and I want you here, and you can't go. What?
So true, so true.
I got to check your calendar before I can go on vacation, but you don't check mine when you go?
Ooh.
Something wrong with that? There's too much of that mess going on in the house of God. God ain't pleased with it.
Yes, he is. No, he's not.
God ain't pleased with that mess. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a controlling spirit. That's what Jezebel had. She wanted to control.
That's right.
She wanted to control. She wanted to rule. This is what Jesus said. I got in trouble for saying this once before. You who are going to be great become servants.
That's right.
We are servants in the house of God. I'm the chief at True Christian Assembly. I'm the chief servant.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That's
his word.
The Son of Man didn't come to be served. He came to serve.
That's what he said.
The Son of Man. Jesus said, I'm the Lord of glory, and I came to serve.
Oh, yes, he did.
Okay. Praise God. Don't nobody like the truth. Praise the Lamb of God.
I do.
But you tell them it's meant
the truth.
Today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This spirit needs to be identified. It needs to be made known. And it needs to be cast out. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
When we see it, the spirit of Jezebel has to be annihilated. And you can't compromise with Jezebel.
No,
there
is
no compromisation. Praise the Lamb of God. God says in the book of Revelation, I gave her space to repent, and she would not. It ain't even about the time he gave her. He tried to get her to repent.
That's right.
She's a non-compromiser. She stayed in her way. She didn't want to repent. So God killed her.
Yes,
and he didn't just... He dissembled her.
Yes,
he didn't even let her go in the earth.
Mm. No,
the dogs came and ate her. It's right there in your Bible.
Did.
The dogs ate Jezebel up.
Yes, they did. Just like the prophet prophesied.
They threw her out of the window. Praise them. That's as the prophet prophesied. Hallelujah. And the dogs ate her up until there was none of her left. She wasn't even there. She has no grave. There is no grave with her name on it. Yeah, there is no grave with her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of God. Hallelujah.
God.
People of God, let me tell you something. Tomorrow we're going to talk about this, if the Lord will allow us during the Word Day, we're going to talk about our accountability and responsibility in being the glory carriers and having this power and this anointing, praise the Lamb of God, and what we need to get ready for. I'm trying to equip the saints that's fasting and praying. I'm trying to equip the saints that's going to be receptive of. It's one thing, praise the Lamb of God, to receive something and don't know why you have it, praise the Lamb of God, and don't know how to use it and have to learn.
That's
it's another
thing
for somebody to share with you and teach you and train you how to use something. You can sharpen your skills now. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to systematically sharpen your skills in the Word of God. So when you receive the power, you know what to expect. So when saints walk blindly all the time, no matter what kind of warnings are given us, we don't hear it. That's why we're so timid and fall out so fast when trouble comes. We have panic, anxiety attacks, and all of this kind of stuff when trouble comes, because we don't hear you have an enemy that goes about like a roaring lion. We don't hear that.
That's right. That's right.
We don't hear that. We don't hear no weapon formed against you. We want to hop on the fact that it cannot prosper, but it says it has been formed against you.
That's right.
It said it ain't going to prosper. It didn't say it ain't going to come against you. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen to that.
It don't say no weapon formed against you will not come against you. It said it will not prosper.
That's right.
It's attack.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So we have to understand that we have enemies, praise the Lamb of God, within and without the camp when you're really living, praise the Lamb of God, according to the Word.
That's right.
And that you're going to have some problems. You're going to have some issues, praise the Lamb of God, with people in and without. Some going to love you and some going to hate you. Some going to despise you. Some ain't going to want you to come through the door. Praise the Lamb of God. Especially those who think you're getting attention because of your anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's still the spirit of jealousy that a lot of people walk in. I want you to be empowered today, people of God. Bertha, praise the Lamb of God. I'm glad you're here with us. Praise the Lamb. Tamika, I'm so glad you're here with us. Let's pray right now. Let's pray. Let's pray right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the Lord would just consume us. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord would just consume us with his power and his presence. Hallelujah. Overshadow us and get us ready for what he's about to do. Come on, Bertha, lead us in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I come now, God, thanking you for your holy word.
Bless
God,
you.
I thank you for your word of instructions. I thank you because in your word is light. God, I thank you right now for your Holy Spirit.
Bless your name,
God. I ask you right now that you will position us in the right place, oh God, at the right time, to receive the instructions of every assignment that you have for the life of your people. God, position us in the right position to receive the releasing of the new fire, the new anointing, the new winds, oh God, that you are blowing up on your people. God, position us right now to be endowed with holy power from on high, as you did in Acts, the second chapter, in the upper room. God, let us hear the sound as of a mighty rushing wind in our ears. Oh, God, to let us know that it's time to bow down on our feet and receive the glory of your Holy Spirit. And, oh, God, we thank you now in advance for it. And as we walk to our destinies, oh, jubilee. God, we thank you, oh God, for the releasing. And we wait patiently, oh God, with great expectation for the releasing of your new fire and the releasing of a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit within us. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise right now, oh God. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Come
Hallelujah.
On, Tamika, pray for the youth, baby. Come on, pray for the youth.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you, Lord God. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name, Lord God. We lift you on high, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, for every word that you send forth, Lord God, every vision, every dream, Lord God, that the generations, Lord God, are coming, bowing down before you, Lord God, repentant, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're pouring your
spirit, Lord God, upon their lips, Lord God. And even now, as you draw them closer to you, Lord God, we thank you that the hearts are being receptive and conceiving the truth, Lord God, and conceiving your word, Lord God, that they shall walk in power, demonstration power, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that they are flooding, Father God, the earth, Lord God, spreading your gospel, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of repentance that is going out, Lord God, that they shall conceive it and walk in power and victory, God. We thank you that they should not be ashamed, Lord God, to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, Lord God. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that, Father God, they're going to grab, Father God, even their friends, their family, Lord God, out of the fire, Lord God, of the fire of hell, Lord God, that they shall be, Father God, the disturbance, Lord God, that they're causing in the earth, Lord God. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus they're going to walk in power, Lord God. They're going to intercede like never before, Father God. They're going to give like never before. And they're going to cause, Father God, your people, Lord God, to set an atmosphere so mightily, Lord God, in the temple, Lord God, that the dunamis and magnifying power, Lord God, will fall, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. And we thank you, God, that they're calling, you're calling them to yourself, Lord God, that they're rising up in this time, Lord God, to go forth with the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, Father God, that's going to go forth in power and in truth. And we understand that the truth is going to set them free, who the Son sets free and free is thee, Lord God. They will not backslide, Lord God, or, Father God, give up the gifts, but they'll walk, Father God, not prostituting, Father God, but giving all glory and all honor to you, Lord God. I give your name glory and power in Jesus' name, God. I thank you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, what a powerful show today. Thank you to make it birth. Thank you, Raphael. Thank all of you that have been here today. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, please get Praise the Lamb of God. You can go to PSMINTL.org, PSMINTL.org. You can make donations. You can encourage us. Praise the Lamb of God. You can also register for the conference. There's the oil is there. The books are there. Praise God. Hallelujah. All of that is there. And don't forget, those of you who are fasting with us, we ask you for that Jubilee offering. Praise the Lamb of God. $50. We want to take that. We still have right at $400 to send to our Ghana ministry. I'm holding it so I can send it in one lump sum. So I'm asking you, people of God, please go to PSMINTL.org and make that donation. I love you. Don't forget, tonight is our prayer night. It's Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. Don't forget, tomorrow is the day, National Day of Prayer. I love you. I bless you, knowing that God is making all of us bang brand new.
Hallelujah.
Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will.
Cause I'm brand new, brand new, brand new.
missing sad.